As God continues to touch our lives in so many different ways, God is also giving to us the wisdom of what is really going on all around us in this world. It's not just in the United States of America, it's throughout the world. The bombing of a 1,600-year-old church, where they say was the tomb of Jonah. I got to thinking about that. Do you remember Jesus personally talking about Jonah? As Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the beast, so will the Son of Man be in the earth. I truly believe with all my heart that God continues to warn us. But I want you to remember something. No matter how bad that it gets, God wants us to understand how much He loves us. His Son came. His Son dealt with hell. His Son conquered. You and I, in our everyday experience in life, must have an everyday experience with Christ. We cannot just go to church on Sunday, pray and sing and shout, then go home on Monday and leave the Savior out. Each day of our life is numbered. I do not know the end number for my life. I do not know the date. I do not know the age. But one thing I am certain of, it's numbered. It has a number, as does your life. So I realize in my own heart how close you and I are to our number coming up. We would not imagine that from one weekend to that Monday that we'd lose a friend. How many people do you think really even thought that when they're out enjoying themselves in family time that they would lose children? We don't think. Perhaps that's one of our great problems in America today. God said, I'll not just give you intellect, I'll give you wisdom. Intellect without wisdom is not worth a damn. But now God points to us and says, I want to pay attention to my word, church. From the beginning, God's house, His membership had number. The number of days that they did not know, and how many did they waste? How many days do we waste in foolishness? How many times do we say, I got to kill a little time. Don't kill it. Enjoy it. Glorify God in heaven who gave it to us. But don't kill it. Listen to the voice of God as God speaks to our heart. He will start out His conversation with you as well as with me and all those around you. And that conversation will begin with, I love you. I showed you my love. You and I as Christians profess that we understand and know God's love within our heart. And we've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of our life. But you see, God says, I love you and I showed you. When we say back to God, I love you too, do we show Him that love. 2014, the year of commitment at Vine Grove Baptist Church. We broadcast in 93 different countries. This morning on the news, I heard there are no Christians left in Iraq. There's none left. Where did they go? Why were we, as a great nation, not helping protect them? Was it because they had the wrong faith? Christianity is not the faith of choice of America. Folks, Christianity is the faith and the faith of God. Don't ever remember reading in Scripture where God ran unless it was running to us. Last Sunday, my message was going to deal with healthy and unhealthy anger. I never know why that God changes me in a message. And yet I think about how many different countries, who walked in at that time. In the United States of America, we don't know how many this broadcast goes to. But did someone just tune in and God has a message for them? Christians sometimes get quite selfish. We cry out and say, "Feed me, for I am hungry." The food that you and I are hungry for, many cases starving for, is the Word of Almighty God. That's the food that will sustain us. That's the food that will give us power. Because our fight is not against flesh and blood. Our fight and our stand is against the principalities and powers of this world. Spiritual. And God says, "I want you to be healthy, for you are in a war." Being in that battle for Christ and His Word is not a battle that you and I will ever win. But in that battle is victory. And that victory is in Jesus. You and I are to lift His name and not our own. You and I are commanded by God to do something with the love that He's given us in our heart. To wrap our arms, our mind, our whole being around individuals that don't know Jesus and let them know the truth about a Savior who already died for us. I want you to listen this morning to healthy and unhealthy anger. I think I do. But pay attention, please. Righteous anger is healthy anger. Now, I said it's defined. This is the way I define it. As being angry with the things God is angry with. That's righteous anger. Being angry with the things God is angry with. 375 times in the Scriptures of God, we find at some point either God, His Son, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit said they were angry. Anger, healthy anger, is not wrong. It is a call of Christians and to Christians. We must understand that we ought to be angry at the things God is angry with. As God watches on, and He does. See, Christianity is not a concept. It's a relationship, folks. Christianity is not something way out there. Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit in here. And He says, there I will dwell, right inside of you. And one day your number's going to come up. And Jesus says, I'm going to plant you. You're going to go back to the dust. But you're going to rise a new creation. Every farmer, every individual that has a garden understands that. It goes in the ground and then it grows to beautiful flower, a fruit-bearing plant or tree. And Jesus says, look, I'm giving you the guidelines for peace, but I'm also giving you a commandment. Don't you ever back away from the fact and the truth that my Son is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And you need to be angry at the things God gets angry with. 2 Chronicles 24:18. They abandon the temple of the Lord. People are quitting church. Now, I'm not saying they're going to another church. They're not coming to church. They don't think that church is where it is. Oh, you got a bunch of hypocrites in church? Well, what would one more matter? Come on. Every human being has faults, failures within our life. We unite together in the body of Christ, and as each individual body unites together, we are linked, and each link is called the master link, because I belong to the master. And when you say yes to Jesus Christ, you belong to the master. So if I am listening to my Lord and Savior, and my Lord and Savior is pointing out in His Word, here are the things that's going wrong. Should we not pay attention to it? They abandoned the temple of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and they worship Asherah poles and idols. Goddess of love, everything goes. Because of their guilt, God's anger came upon Judah and Jerusalem. The guilt. What was the guilt? They walked away from their Creator. They walked away from eternal peace. The voice was heard within their heart, the voice direct from God, and that voice said, whosoever will, let them come. We'll only go if it's a club. We'll only go if I get my way. We will only speak up for Jesus in areas of our life, positions of our life, when it's safe to do so. Wasn't very safe some 2,000 years ago under Roman rule. And yet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ staked His life on me and you. It's He, the Son of God, who will walk with us and talk with us. He'll give us the life that He knows we need. But you and I are commanded by God to be angry at the things He is angry with. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But now, I have this in the Message version. You've got to mark that, and you've got to look it up later if I didn't print it for you. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But now, in a single victorious stroke of life, not stroke of love, luck, stroke of life, all three, sin, guilt, death, are gone. In every funeral service, you will hear the pastor have one theme. Death has no control over the Christian. Death is not seen by the Christian. The conquering of it, as we understand it, and many people misunderstand, the conquering came when Jesus rose from the dead. He conquered death. Therefore, if he is in me, that means because of him, I and you also have conquered death. But Jesus did it. Always remember the little boy. It says we killed a rabbit, but Daddy shot it. Christians, we have the truth, but Jesus gave it to us. They are gone. The gift of our Master, Jesus Christ. Thank God. Listen to Ephesians 1:4. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ. Get that. You and I were chosen, but we're chosen in Christ. What does that mean? Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But outside of Christ, there is no salvation. I don't care what Asher polls, how many we have. To worship something would. I've witnessed many people that worship a building. That building's coming down eventually. But when you worship the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he already came down. He went back up, but he's coming again. We are not a nation that had been defeated, but we are a nation on the road to defeat. We are a nation that God has blessed over all of the nations that you can ever even think of. America is most blessed. It's what we do with those blessings that God is watching. God's enemies are always going to be in this world. He said so. God is not judging me by my enemy. God will look at my life, and his judgment through love of me will be through his son, Jesus Christ. I've been washed in the blood, Christian. When you've been washed in the blood, God sees the washing. You're clean. And God pays attention. So therefore, you and I will have the Holy Spirit inside of us, telling us what we need to say, what we need to do. And as I told you a week or so ago, I found out that all Christians are delusional. We have a breakdown of our mental capacity simply because we have delusions of grandeur. And their definition of it was that people who believe they really have a connection with a deity. I believe that. Christians say we believe that. And as I've said in the past, every one of us are crazy according to the world. Well, you're a right-wing individual. Gosh, I don't even know what that stuff means. And I ask, well, don't you believe in the Bible? Yeah. Is it infallible? Yes. Is it truly the Word of God without error? Yes. You nuts, Vance. Think of that. The only real part about our life is the us in here. The real you, the real me. This body is falling apart. The days are numbered. But my spirit has no end. Who I really am and who you really are, you've already conquered through Christ. We are not a defeated nation. As long as there is one Christian on their knees praying for this nation, God will heal. But it's his children that are walking away from their fellowship with one another. What does it normally take for the churches to be full again? Well, I seem to remember a 9/11 incident. Right directly after, the churches were full. When we knew within our heart, the people going in saw how vulnerable they were. It doesn't change from a mighty nation of a great army that no one will ever be able to battle. There's not any nation out there combined that would dare go against the United States on the home ground. They'd be annihilated. Not by the army, by the rest of us. This is a nation that loves one another. But it's also a nation that will lose the power of God if we walk away from his power. We would not be the first that God would turn over to a renegade nation, but not those who followed. Let me remind you of something else to bring that point to you. During the Hebrew nation's walk in the wilderness, because God had given them the freedom to choose, they were no longer slaves. And God said, okay, I'm your God. Follow the man that I've sent, Moses. And remember, I've told you, Moses was in a greater threat of being killed by the Hebrews than he ever was the Egyptian army. Because people did not want the freedom to have to think for themselves. And as they walked, they didn't find God's love. No more manna. Send us back to Egypt so we can make brick for Pharaoh. And at one point, over 20,000 fell into the whole of the earth because God shook the world. Today, God's warnings are loud and clear. They're in about every stage of our life. Because you see, when God gets angry, something happens. God, in all his patience, because time doesn't mean anything to God, he watches. The very ones that he will lift up and hug are the very ones that are ready and willing to walk to their death. We are witnessing right now in other parts of the world a group of Muslim radicals giving you a choice. You either convert to Islam, you either pay a high tax, or you can die. Or they could leave. Now, are in Iraq. No Christians. They left. And many throughout the world will judge them. Well, if they're really Christians, how come they didn't go ahead and die for Christ? Jesus Christ told me to live for Him because He died for me. I don't have the right unless God says, Larry, you're going to go out and you're going to be a martyr. I'm sending you and you're going to die. What a joyous day that will be. But until I hear the word from God, ain't happening. We'll continue to preach His word. Because you see, what is going on, God is angry with. But can we tell whether God's more angry with His known enemies out there? Or more so with the enemies within His own house and congregation? But I can assure you, God's angry. Every time that I would think that I was witnessing the wrath of God or chastisement from God, that it would be something that would completely destroy me almost. Big difference. You and I as Christians are chastised, meaning He'll correct us because He loves us. Those who do not know His Son will feel the very wrath of God. And here's something that you may think is strange. And you and I are to pray for those, the enemies of God, that God will have mercy and not extend His wrath to them. Can you imagine the Christians around the world that are walking out because they love their children? Now let me tell you, before some pious heart decides to say, this is what I would do, in those situations you have no idea what you would do. You get all the children at Vine Grove Baptist Church. They line them up. And they say, preacher, you renounce Christ or I'm killing all of these children. What would I do? I don't know. Do you know why I don't know? God said in those days, that's the days we're in now, He's talking about, the church age. In those days, they will bring you in for the trial. And then He says, don't think about it in advance as to what you will say. For at that point, My Holy Spirit will give you the utterance. That's why I don't know what I would do. I don't know. And you don't either. You and I called by God to protect the innocent. And, well, the statement that I would make of renouncing Christ, would I have renounced Christ from my heart or just my lips? How many people you know that have said that they accept Christ and you hear it with their lips, but their actions don't show it? But the fact remains, I have no idea. I don't know what I would do. But I do know this. It would break my heart, no matter which way it went. Jesus said, I'll always be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So here's the key to the good, healthy anger. That good, healthy anger is God's anger. And when God gets angry, you get angry about it. if you're not angry about the butchering of the unborn babies, and you say, oh, that's just one part of what's going on. Yeah, it is. It's a big part. And it's murder. Well, we don't, as a church, don't want to get involved with that. Why? Because we have family members that's been involved with it. If the church doesn't get involved with the truth, then the world is doomed. The world cannot stand without the truth. It'll only be the truth of Jesus Christ that is solid within the life. And if not, we'll fall for this unrighteous anger. It's the unhealthy anger. It is defined as the uncontrolled anger of jealous human desire. That's the anger you stay away from. Not the anger you feel when you see injustice because of a color. Not the anger you feel when you see the brutality against children. This kind of anger deals with narcissism. Me, 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 me. You can listen to the Toby Keith song. Me, 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 me. You know, we all want it to be about me. And the more it becomes about me, the less truth there will be in it. Genesis 4, 5, and verse 8. Cain, you all remember the little Garden of Eden? Perfect. Perfection in every area. And the human being messed it up. Listen, Cain became furious and he scowled in anger. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Cain and Abel were the children of Adam and Eve. From the beginning, you have seen the battle between good and evil. God says, don't play in that kind of anger. It'll get you nowhere. And if you will stand up for God's holy word, God's wisdom, God's truth, we got the book of life, folks. It's called the Holy Bible. We have direction for our life in that book called the Bible. And when we read it and we pray in the process of that reading, you see, that's our commitment. First of all, you had to be in attendance. Next, prayer. Next is Bible reading. I'm not going to tell you when the tithing sermons start because you won't come. But I want you to think of this. Each one of us who know Christ as Lord and Savior, we are obliged to follow His truth, no matter where it leads. But you and I must pray. Please pray for your children. Pray as they go out into this world that our Savior will protect them, because we can't. Pray that we as a nation will once again come together for what is real and what is true. I know now the only thing real about me is the me that's down in here. The only thing that's going to make it is the me in here. This body's not going to make it. It's going to be planted. And one day, you and I, as God's children, when we hear the trumpet shout, and we see the Lord of Lords and King of Kings coming in His glory. The graves will open up. And those that belong to Jesus Christ will rise to a glorified body. And we will be with Him for eternity. You see, my eternity with Jesus started when I said yes to Him. A kid. This is the boot camp for what's to come. When I walk out of this body, it's not the end. You're going to have to put up with me through eternity. Might as well start loving me right now. Because you're going to have to put up with it. You and I have been given a great command. We've been told to go. But we've also been told to go with love. Caring concern for one another. When a brother or sister hurts, we hurt. When they weep, we weep. When they rejoice, we rejoice. That's the true walk of the Christian faith. That's the Word of God. And it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your love and for Your Word. Touch each of us now, Father, that we may understand within our heart that the next step will be different, but the next step will be guided by You. Forgive us where we've fallen short. Give us courage and boldness for the days ahead. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.